Stay Inclusive, the Inclusion Podcast.
Ideas and good practices around the transition from sheltered workshops to regular employment with Ozara.
What can you tell me about good practices in Slovenia?
As an example of good practice, we can refer to the employment rehabilitation of a 23-year-old man who had been looking for his first job for a long time and was referred to employment rehabilitation by the Employment Institute of the Republic of Slovenia. His work skills, knowledge, work habits and level of professional interest will be assessed or a preliminary opinion formed. In early childhood, those who underwent rehabilitation were found to have slight impairments in intellectual development. He attended elementary school in an adaptation program and continued his education in a shortened program at a construction school. Examinations showed clear deviations in the area of intellectual abilities. A slight deviation was found in the work function domain. The manual technique was poorly preserved and the crude muscle strength of the cylindrical handle was not well suited for heavier manual labor. His work efficiency was between 27% and 58%. Meaningful integration into reintegration as a professional was set up with the aim of checking his job functioning and resilience over time and helping him find a suitable, fully motivated job. First level rehabilitation board recognized him as having moderate problems with disabled status and determined that he needed employment rehabilitation. The final opinion of the rehabilitation committee was that in favorable microclimate conditions it was possible to do less mentally demanding work without squatting or kneeling. In July 2022, he began reinstatement procedures at Ozara. The training was focused initially on simple manual work in the manufacturing process and then on simple manual work within the framework of the company's protected workplaces for persons with disabilities. In the work environment, he exhibited reduced workload and endurance, requiring long work placements, constant supervision and instruction, and multiple repetitions. As a result, he was recognized to be able to work in a protected working environment adapted for simple manual activities in company-protected workplaces and simpler manual production activities.
What about other examples and practices in social inclusion programs in Slovenia?
Social inclusion programs are also implemented in a variety of work settings, one of which may be the agriculture farm. Example includes the Koronika Social Farm, recognized as an example of good practice in the areas of social entrepreneurship, employment of people with disabilities and other vulnerable social groups, and protected employment. They are active in organic production and food processing. It manufactures and sells herbal teas, cold-pressed oils, dried fruit and vegetable pickles, winter jellies, juices and syrups under its own brand. There is also a well-manicured herb garden and animal park for visitors to explore. In addition, visitors are offered many activities and training courses in a comfortable rural setting.
The farm offers a working environment with great potential for hiring people with intellectual disabilities. A mix of meaningful work in contact with nature and a wide range of jobs are just some of the benefits. For this reason, such practices are becoming more common both in Slovenia and around the world, and how the agricultural environment affects well-being and job satisfaction. Koronika Farm, where supervisors are trained to work with people with different types of disabilities, including those with intellectual disabilities, was found to be experienced as a good place to perform work. The tasks performed by users of the program are tailored to their abilities and considered suitable by the users themselves. Farms are a good environment for employing people with job disabilities because they have the potential to adapt the very requirements of the job.
Their tasks also change seasonally, making them less monotonous, but familiar. Structured tasks give them control and a sense of security. Users perceive good mood, satisfaction, security and acceptance at work. They are proud of themselves and their products and feel very responsible for their work and their products. As inclusion, contribution to work, participants emphasized forming new friendships and engaging in social processes with colleagues, supervisors, and visitors. They also emphasized a sense of belonging, security, solidarity, and good working relationships.
Another example of labor market reintegration is Protective Work Center Tomsky Hochevar, where an integrated form of employment has been developed for over a decade. Engage users in employment activities such as various jobs in the garden center of Bauhaus and Obi shops and in the kitchen of Sodexo. The next example is Protective Work Center in Nova Gorica. Users are included in OB stores, general hospital, nursing homes, etc. At Protective Work Center Polj Maribor, individual users are engaged in gardening, helping with processing vegetables, watering flowers, transplanting and cleaning flowers, among others sorting and compacting cardboard in the garden center of a large shopping center.
And for example, Draga Center for Education, Work and Protection, opened Druga Violina Inn in Ljubljana's Old Town. There, people with intellectual disabilities are employed under special conditions within the framework of protection, control and employment. They can be an active participants in society and the work environment, doing work that helps them develop work skills and new social and work habits.
What about disability policies in Slovenia? Can you tell us more about that?
Disability policy in Slovenia is not regulated by a single comprehensive law, but is covered by a number of laws in different sectors according to local legislation. Since 2006, Slovenia has taken many steps towards implementing disability laws. Work is the goal of life for most people. Integration into the work environment has positive effects on the individual, such as usefulness and productivity, importance in society, social connection with colleagues, opportunities for self-development, income and continued engagement. In Slovenia, different forms of employment of persons with disabilities are known, depending on the expected competencies of the employee and the level of support required at work. The first is the open market, where people with disabilities are not provided support in the workplace, as in workplaces where the disability does not interfere with the work process. All other agencies provide employment integration support, auxiliary employment, sheltered employment, social inclusion programs, and sheltered work centers for people with disabilities or intellectual disabilities. People with different levels of disabilities do not have the same opportunities in Slovenia because of the system. Therefore, only persons with mild intellectual disabilities are included in supportive and protected employment, and persons with moderate intellectual disabilities are included only in protected employment centers and exceptionally social inclusion programs.
It can be concluded that many changes and improvements are needed in the field of employment for people with intellectual disabilities in Slovenia. One of these is the changes in legislation needed to ensure that they get employment and decent wages, allowing employers to give people with intellectual disabilities more benefits for their employment. Not all individuals with intellectual disabilities have the ability or interest to work in a normal work environment and are not expected to be involved in this form of employment. But it is important that they have the possibility and opportunity to try different forms of work.
A production from the InclusiCube project, co-funded by the European Union. You want to know more about InclusiCube? Visit us on our homepage include3.eu and follow us on our social media channels. You can find the links in the show notes.